world of gold is instrumental creativity and transformation. Without this world was nothing made. Join God's servant, Sonny E. Oluide, as it brings you into the reality of God's knowledge with utmost simplicity and clarity.
So very, very briefly, and I think we go back home with something. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, 9, and 10. But my emphasis will be on verse 8. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. For by grace are ye saved through faith, living in the balance of grace and faith. Living in the balance of grace and faith. Living in the balance of grace and faith. There is nothing that we ever need here on earth which God has not provided. I want you to agree with that. Whether healing, peace, good works, whatever you can think of that you will ever need here, God has already provided them for you. For by grace are ye saved through faith. I came that this is, there are some subjects in the Bible that people misunderstood, which God will help us to make known to you. Some emphasize grace to the extreme. Some other person, they emphasize faith again to the extreme. No, there's some, that should be balanced. Living in the balance of grace and faith. Grace is what God does independent of you because of who He is. Grace is what God does independent of man because of whom God is. For by grace are ye saved through faith. There is something that anytime I see, I'm always asking questions and looking for a way to rescue anyone that is in that condition. Is when I see anyone in sickness and disease. Because how could what Jesus took away, how could what Jesus died for be tormenting humanity again? He ought not to be so. You know, even though we talk of prosperity, if there is no good health, we can't walk home. Is that true? So, a popular English adage says, health is wealth. Now, listen. I'm going somewhere. Satan, even Satan we talk about, that we even talk. Anytime we pray against him, as wonderful as it looks like, that very Satan, you hear very well. If you get to the scripture very well, you know that Jesus incapacitated him. Hello? Jesus, in his death, in his burial, and his restoration, incapacitated him. It's like, I don't know, some have magnified and unnecessary, but I have to follow what God said, not what people say. Unlike a 4-year-old boy, please come, looking at this man, how many of you believe that this man will be more than 4 years? If a 4-year-old child is telling he's going to deal with him, and he keep running, what would they tell him? He said, "Oh, guy, you alright? This small boy is." He said, "But the reason why I'm afraid of him is that maybe he has some power that I may not have." But the Bible said, "Greater is he that is in you than the devil that is outside." So, irrespective of any power he may have, you must know that he that dwelleth in you is greater than he that dwelleth. Am I communicating? Now, do you notice that sometimes we run away from such? But you see, that boy, where he comes from, they said, anyone that comes from that place used to wicked people. The question is that, who said? Whose report must we believe? Do you understand the point? I think by the time God actually help us and we escape here and get to heaven, we will be glad. You see, he will wipe away our tears. Do you know the kind of tears he say he will wipe away? By the time we get to his place, we now realize that what we'll have accomplished here and we left it behind, we started crying. He said, "No problem. If you have lost that one, I will wipe away your tears because you don't know." Do you understand the point? Now listen to me. Listen. How many of you believe that there is nothing you will ever need here which God has not provided? Has God provided them? Yes. Agree? Okay, now, who stop you from taking delivery of what God has freely given to you? This is where the question lies. Are we together? I share grace with anyone that is sleeping, sleep well. No, honestly, it's a serious issue. That's a strong matter now that we need to work with. I said again, let me ask you a question again. A 4-year-old girl, not even a boy now, is harassing this one and it's running. What will people say? They say, "Are you alright?" They say, "No, I'm running because that guy, he may have 9. If you think that you have 9, you should think that you have cutlass. If you think that somebody has 9, that he may wicked you with that 9, think that you have gone. You should think bigger than that person." Am I communicating, please? I'm not saying this so that you go and look for a gun. Don't misunderstand me now. I want you to get where I'm going. Now, instead of thinking that the devil has power, you should think that you should have more power than him because God created him. I don't think that the person that created a thing that God created cannot be powerful than God. And God is now dwelling in you as a child of God. I think with that alone, your understanding should be enlightened. That should give you confidence. Am I communicating now? Sit down, a while. Oh, you won't run away for 3. If you have been running before, from now you will not run again. I'm going gradually so that you understand. "For by grace are you saved." Not that "for by grace you will be saved." That's not what the word is. "For by grace are you saved through faith." and that not of yourself. It is not your job. Your salvation, your healing, your deliverance is not your job. He does that because of who he is.
You know, we meet a lot of things, we hear many things. Somebody was sick one certain time, and then when we got into conversation with that certain person, he said, maybe it's because of the sin he committed. That's why this thing is. I said, no. Actually, the thing you committed now is the sin of pride. In the sense that you disagree with what God said. You know, the definition of pride is that you disagree with what God said. Huh? Where God says Satan should stay, he disagrees. That is the sin now. The greatest sin on earth is the sin of pride. God says this is why. He say no, you disagree. That is just it. Is that sin of pride that led to other things you cannot mention? Am I communicating now? Now, he said, for by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Excuse me, if somebody offers you a gift and you know that that person is sincere, will you collect it? Why will you collect it? Because you know that the person offering it is sincere and the gift is offering you is sincere. Healing has been provided free of charge. Deliverance has been provided free of charge. Salvation has been provided free of charge. Ability to make your way to flourish here on earth has been given to you. No. Let me go. Because this is very, very funny now. Now, thank God for the prayer that God will open our hearts. If we begin to share as like we get to a point today that you will realize that if I knew this before, I will not be at this level. You know, prosperity or success is not only about how much you have. It's how much people you were able to influence positively. Do you understand my point? Huh? You don't see Jesus carry money up and down. But whenever the needs arise, the supplies are given. Am I communicating? Eh? Because don't get to the point of being greedy. Some people now, they're in trouble now. Eh? Redesigning of Naira. You see the trouble now? Eh? If they have been using what they gather and store in the house, influencing people positively, what will have happened? They won't have a problem like this. Eh? Uh-huh. To be rich, to be wealthy, to be prosperous, is all about accumulating things. It's all about giving and helping others to succeed. Am I communicating? But let's go to this. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God has before you were born, ordained that you should walk in them. Now, God has already provided everything you will ever need here on earth by grace. Healing, deliverance, peace, joy, love, whatever you can mention. Give it. That's why the greatest miracle is for you to receive Him. Once that one happens, you begin to study what are those packages that are within. That new creation man. All the packages of God, they are in. Now listen. In those days, maybe if we manage to pray for 10 sick persons, maybe only one or two will be healed. In those days when we started. But I got offended. I used the name of Jesus. I didn't see results. What is the problem? I began to ask. I'm not talking of asking questions without sense. As I'm asking, I'm reading my Bible. And I realize that you cannot use what you don't know that you have. No. Am I communicating? If this brother didn't know that he has handkerchief, even though if he's sweating, he will rather use his. Am I communicating with him? But the moment he realized that he has handkerchief, he will use it. And I realized that. The day I now realize that power to heal the sick is already inside me. So I now go with that consciousness that anybody I lay hand on must receive healing. Do you understand my point? I'm not calling God to bring healing. But the power to heal the sick is already in me. Once I get that, and I know that now the job is done. Do you understand? Listen to me. I think one of the challenges we have today, we pray to God to give us what He has already given us. Hello. We pray, we disturb Him. Lord, give me this. And when He shows you mercy, He says, I've already given you what you are asking me. And I don't give it twice. Once I give, it is permanent. Eh? Now, listen. For by grace are you saved through faith. Now, do you know one thing? It's one thing to give you something, it's another thing to collect it. Is that true? Faith is not calling God to do what? To do something new. That is not faith. I'm using my faith, believing God, that some days that is useless faith. Faith is our positive response to what God has already provided for us by grace. So I think that's where we are missing this. Whatever, any prayer you are praying today, Lord, do this thing for me. It may sound okay. But actually, He has already given you those things you are asking for. He provided them by grace. We you need to receive by faith. Faith is our positive response to what God has already provided for us by grace. Faith is our positive response to what God has already provided for us by grace. We meet our Lord. We met our Lord. We see our Lord. You can receive your deliverance. No, you say, no, I'm believing God. When I pray and fast, I will get my deliverance. I say, no. Fasting and prayer does not bring deliverance. God has already provided deliverance for you because of who He is. Not because of your performance. You know, when we base receiving from God on our performance, we say, am I communicating? Huh? Oh my God. Maybe I'm demolishing some theology now. Huh? Listen. You see, when we look, sit down to pray, we pray. I love prayer. Prayer is a very wonderful. But as wonderful as prayer looks like, prayer does not bring power. As wonderful as fasting may look like, fasting does not bring power. Huh? The only thing that brings power is the presence of the power. Eh? The presence of God is the power of God. Not our prayer. Not our fasting. Not our religiosity. Do you understand my point?
Eh? When you read the gospel,
he told us to say, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth."
Eh?
It means in the gospel of Christ lies the power of God. The question is that, what is the gospel of Christ? The gospel means the good news of Christ. Means the good news of what Jesus has already done. You know, when they cast news, how many of you listen to news from your answered or from your television, from your radio? Do they cast news of what has not happened? What is news? What has already happened? The good news of Christ is what has happened, not what is going to happen.
Okay.
The gospel of Christ is called the gospel of the grace of God. Now, the gospel of the grace of God is that what God provided for us by grace, not what God will provide.
How is he here?
Thank you very much. I love that. I love you very well. Listen. The gospel of Christ is called the gospel of the grace of God.
God has already provided everything for humanity by grace.
But we need to receive it by faith. Acts chapter 20, verse 24. Acts of Apostles chapter 20, verse 24.
I know some time to come is going to happen.
No, sir. It has already happened. You are the one delaying the happening.
Eh?
What has happened spiritually? You are the one delaying the practical manifestation of it.
But none of these things moved me. Neither can I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God.
Do you testify what has not happened?
Huh? Do you testify what is not available? Would that be a testimony? Now, when you are taking testimony in churches or in meetings, say, if God has done something for you, come and testify. That's the meaning of testimony. Now, grace has brought all what human beings we ever need. God brought them to us by grace.
For the grace of God that bringeth us salvation has appeared unto how many? To all men. Titus 2:11, please. Now, it has appeared. Not that it's going to appear.
Before you were born,
all the packages of things that you will ever need here for your survival has been provided. That's the point I want us to establish tonight.
Agree?
You must agree with the word of God.
For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all, but not all men accepted it. That's where the pride is. Salvation has been provided. Jesus died for all, but not everyone accepted that.
Agree?
Good and fine. No. He took away the sin of the old world, but not the old world accepted that. Huh? Do you understand the point? Is it because, if anybody go to hell now, is it because God has not provided a way out? He has provided. But we decide to say, no, something.
So please, don't tell God that, Lord, please, you know, I meant something. You know, somebody say something one day. Say, look, if you heal me out of this, from this sickness, I'm going to serve you for the rest of my days on the planet. Say, oh, you will serve him when he heal you? I said before you were born, he has already healed you. So your serving make no meaning to him. Your serving does not move God to do anything. God has already done all what he needs to do because of who he is, not because of your service. If we don't understand this, we may capitalize on our effort. I want to tell you, where your effort ends, that's where God begins.
Hey! Eh? Are we together, please? For by grace
are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Now, listen.
You know, issue of prosperity, healing, deliverance. No.
Someone came and said, sir, I'm just disturbed. I don't know how to. I say, you are disturbed because you want to be disturbed. Actually, your disturbance has been taken care of by Jesus.
So what do you mean? Why am I passing through this? If too late, has happened.
I say, you are passing through it because you disagree. Is it that you don't know or you disagree with him?
Has he given up victory? Why are people not experiencing victory? Is it that they don't know or they disagree?
Faith. Bringing what God has done for you spiritually into physical. That's what faith is all about. You hope for a better head, Abi, for a good head. That's faith. You hope for it. And it says faith is the substance of the thing hoped for. Evidence of things not seen. Somebody is sick in his body or her body. People see sickness and disease. But faith tells you that God has already provided healing. Why not receive it? The day that Jesus becomes real to you that your problem, that's the day you will be free. But any time that your problem is real than Jesus, no freedom. The day that Jesus becomes real to you than your problem, then freedom has come. And I say to you tonight, Jesus will be real to you. And you will experience freedom in the name of the Lord Jesus. Only through the word of God will Jesus become real to you. When you focus on him. Do you understand now? Are we going to be saved or we have been saved? Are we going to be delivered when we pray or we have been delivered? Are we going to obtain victory when we do some activity? All the victory has been given to us. You see, are you agreeing with what? And let's believe in it because we want to read it so that we bring it down from the word of God. Because some people still tell you that before you can overcome something, that hours of prayer you must undergo. Some tell you that it's a particular hour in the night that you pray some prayer so that you can escape something. All those things are human ideas. Yes. They are all human ideas have no capacity to hang the blessing of God. The blessing is already there. Are you with me? Did I tell you not to pray? Pray. Prayer is part of what will help you. But may I tell you, prayer does not make God to do something for you. Prayer only helps you and position you to be able to receive. Hello? Prayer does not make God to do anything for you. I repeat, prayer does not make God to do something for you. Prayer only helps you to receive what God has already provided. Ha. Someone will say, I'm doing some midnight prayer. Excuse me. Midnight prayer, in order to move God to do something for you, is an effort in futility. God has already provided all things for you. But your prayer, your midnight and your midday and your mid-morning prayer will help you to position you to receive what God has provided. God. First Corinthians 15. Verse 57. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say, Jesus is alive. Oh my God. Are we in 1 Corinthians 15, 57? Quickly. Hallelujah. I say, hallelujah. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Is it through our prayer? No. Thanks be to God, who giveth us victory because we pray. No. Who giveth us victory because we fast. Actually, the reason why we should pray, or the reason why we are praying, is because God has already done everything. I wish, I don't know whether I should come to, how many stages do we have in primary school, please? So that we'll start from the first stage to the next one, so that we'll go gradually, so that you understand what I'm saying. Excuse me, if we read this scripture very well. Did it say, but thanks be to God, which will give us victory when we do something? No, how are we now trying to get victory now? Before we can be victorious, there are some certain things we need to do. Abi? Good and fine. Whatever you are doing will make you not to receive. Because the glory will not be to him, it will be to your efforts. And God said he will not share his glory with any man. For God not to share his glory with any man, he made sure he provided everything so that no man will have any reason that it's my effort that has brought me to where I am. Do you understand the point I'm raising? Yes. The effort we are making today, we are simply making efforts to receive all what God has given us. That's our effort now. We are not making efforts so that God will do it. We are making efforts to be able to receive what God has already given. Please don't misunderstand. I want you to understand where I'm going. Because when we say now, is it condemning prayer? No, sir. I pray by the grace of God. Is it condemning fasting? Not at all. Is it condemning giving? Mm-mm. All those things I practice them. But I'm not practicing those things because I want God to do something. I'm practicing those things because God has already done it. Kai. I wish you hear that, please. Now, let's read this scripture again. But thanks be to God, which we... No, you are not with me. No. Which we... What's the spelling there? Which is it there? What is the meaning of that grammar? Which given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Victory over what? Victory over the devil. Victory over sickness and disease. Victory over poverty. When I see this, I say, okay, now, do you know some people doesn't have physically they are disabled. But because what God put in them, he didn't put it outside first. He put it inside. And they are still making waves. Eh? Do you know the story of one man? Maybe you have seen that man before, Nick. Eh? No name, no. He do like this, rejoice. I say unto you, rejoice. And know that you have two legs, two, everything is complete. You were looking. You help him. Put him on the table. Say rejoice. I say unto you, rejoice. And you laugh. Somebody who's supposed to be crying is now rejoicing and telling you that you. and they carry him from one place. That man was physically disabled, but spiritually is not disabled. You now, physically you are not disabled. Spiritually you are not disabled. What will you say is your excuse? Eh? What will you say is your excuse? Now listen to me, listen to me. Someone met after Sunday meeting say, if anyone did not change after that Sunday meeting, that person can never change again for life. I say thank God for that. But I pray that this fire will keep burning. It will not stop burning. Because the moment fire began to burn, it can only stop burning when it has nothing to burn. Eh? Any day you wake up, there are laws that God prepared for you to capture. Do you understand my point? If we go carry out crusade every city in the whole world, there are places we are not rich yet. Abi? So we just keep going. That's one area. Now you may say, how about we are talking about victory. My own problem is money. Your problem is not money. Your problem is because you disregard what God has made you to be. Huh? Because that's what people talk. They say money, money, money. I will have started this is money. I say it's not money. It's not money. It's not your problem. For 2-3 days you sit down that you are talking of money. Did God use money before he created the world? What did he use? He used time. Abi? He used time to think of what he wants to create and he released it. Simple. Now, you talk of money, what happens to your time? You begin to reason. Why did God give me here? He gives you your ears to hear. Abi? He gives you your mind to think. Everything that God gives you is for a reason. So when you begin to use those things which God has given you for the purpose of which he gave them to you, then things begin to come out. As at the time he sent the disciples out, go and preach. He said, do not go with two purse. Don't go with two trousers. Don't go with two coats. So anywhere you go, there is something in you. Release it. When he blesses them, whosoever is willing will bless them. Whatever they bless you with, he said, take and go. Simple. Were they waiting for money before they move? They move and money follow them. So when you move, you have had the charge. When you rise and move, there's something following. And what will follow when you are moving is called goodness and mercy. He says, surely, when God says move and you move, surely goodness and mercy will follow. Goodness and mercy is not before us. It's coming after. Should we still say it today? You know, it's already a routine. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days. Excuse me. It's not something you should be saying every day. Under normal circumstances. It's the religious people that brought it. Huh? If we run all this meeting now, we have not shared grace. Say we have not shared grace. We remember that one. The question is that, why did he say surely? Before you now jump into that surely, read from. See, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me. Excuse me, if I say, as this brother says, come, he refused to come. As he refused to come, what do I do? I keep going. If he did not rise and follow me in the next 5 minutes, he won't even know where I moved to. This is how God does to us. When he whispers to you, you didn't listen to him. He keep going. He will go and whisper to another person. The same thing applicable when you drop idea to you, you waste it. He carry it again. Because God is working. He's moving around. Anyone that will value what he gives, that will utilize it, he drops it there. Do you understand my point? Eh? So, a lot of us today, God has dropped enough ideas to you that will have affect many people positively, but we dump it. We left it. So they say, Lord, up to now, is that you are going to look at me until I die? Actually, if there's anything on one and that, wake up. There are a lot of prayer. I met one young man on this. Sit down, sir. In a certain church. He lied, he knelt down before the altar, weeping, crying. I wanted to go, something going to touch him. I told him, wake up. What is the problem? You see, a certain prophet told him that his mother wants to kill him. I said, how old are you? 37 years of age. I say, your mother that did not kill you when you are in the womb. Your mother that did not kill you when he was breastfeeding you. Now you are already 37 years of age. Your mother that did not kill you when you are not born again. I say, are you born again? Say, yes. Ah. I say, sit down, let's talk. We began, by the time we finished 30 minutes, he said, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. I never knew that. Say that. The man that told you that your mother wants to kill you, what did he say is the solution? What did he say is the way out? He said, I should never call my mother again. I should never let my mother know. My mother should not know where I am again. I said, that is demonic activity. The word of God says, honor your father that you may live long. You will die quickly if you did not honor that woman. He said, sir, I open Bible for him. Sir, by the time we are done, he said, sir, thank you, sir. I say, call your mother now. I say, mama, I just want to say hello to you. If we have a recharge card, go and buy and say, your mother will not kill you. And I trust God that might be existing. I'm talking of what happened 2010. Not even today. There are things we listen to. Anything you hear, the next thing is that what did God have to say? Because whatever God said, we prevail. Do you understand my point? He said, children, obey your parents in the law. Honor your father. Somebody said, I should pray for him that he will live now. I said, there is no prayer for long living. Honor your father that you may live long. So, the key to live to long living is to honor them. What does it mean to honor them? If they are still alive, call them, bless them with your resources, appreciate them, encourage them, that they should not worry. He said you will live long. But today, what do they do? Pentirapka. You speak in tongues. You didn't honor your father and your mother. I guarantee your short life. No, we cannot do it, but we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. Please give me 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8, please. You know, there are things that sometimes we pray some prayer that already God has already given what it takes. Why not apply the principle and get out of that trouble? I encourage everyone around, if we have parents, I encourage you. If we are earning 5,000, as you pay tithe to God, give your mother something. I know one of the challenges we have today. We want to have millions before we help them. No. That little thing that you send that time, God knew that that's your capacity. And they will say, God will bless my son or my daughter. He said, for we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. That's the key. Hey, but I'm not working, I'm not any salary that is big. That's where you are eating. Have you? You are still eating food now? Honor your parents. Huh? To some of you now, I'm sorry. If your mother or your father call you on phone, you will pick it. A person that honor his parents, don't pick. Call them back. Because you cannot pay for what your parents have done for you. Okay, now, excuse me. You know, there are a lot of things we see. A person wake up from the wrong side of his day and got married to someone. A certain lady. And the lady turned his face against his parents. And one day,
Anything you have done for me, I'm going to pay back.
Mumu. Pay back for what?
When you poo poo on the back of your mother, can you pay that one back? The day you give your parents sleepless nights, when you are younger, that you determine when your parents sleep, can you pay back? The 9 months you spend in the womb, that your mother sometimes wants to go, you kick your mother like this. The beating you give to your mother, can you pay back?
The one that's very pregnant with grace, he do like, hey, I say this boy has kicked the mother. He do like this.
You know, as we are advancing, as we are knowing God, we should become more humble. A sign, a proof that somebody knows God and understands God is humility. Let me tell you the truth. Will you hear the truth? No, are you ready to hear the truth? Your parents, especially your mother.
I saw someone small boy one day.
And I say, come here, I'm not coming. Ah!
The spirit of slapping descend upon me. But I say, let me calm down. He said, maybe Shara is slapping. I'm not being slapped about maybe Shara.
You know, when I saw that, I said, oh, did this boy know what he's doing? Did this boy know that technically and physically speaking, he's keeping a curse upon his life? The word of God is honor.
He didn't say grieve your mother, he said honor.
Is serious, oh, please give her that place. Maybe that's the problem that some of you, you know, thank God for that prayer point. You have prayed already that God will take you. Anything that debar you from realizing, I think one of the, you are still one of the barrier demolishing now. Give me that, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. Some of you are here for the past 6 months now. You are any little thing. Your mother never eat anything. Your mother is carrying firewood in the village. Your mother is carrying firewood in the village. You are using gas cooker. And you go and meet that same mother in the village again, he will cook for you. Ah! And so some of you again,
you will carry 5,000 and carry again. And go and buy something for her. May God mercy speak for you tonight.
Your mother who labored on you has not eaten your 10 naira for a lady. And that one, when you give to that lady, say, don't be offended.
Ah. Is it not what you are doing?
Is it not what you are doing? I said, no, up to now.
No. Let's allow the barrier to go.
Hallelujah. Amen. I say hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Shout, Jesus is alive. I wish my parents are still alive today.
I will have given them presidential treatment. Look at what he said. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. For this is right. You know the meaning? Some of you now, the respect you have for me as a spiritual leader, you don't have it for your parents. It's a very wrong idea.
Very, very wrong. As you respect your spiritual leader, it is right.
That's where it ends.
Honor thy father and mother,
which is the first commandment. It means to honor your spiritual leader is not even the first commandment.
It is right. It's a right thing to do.
I'm not saying don't respect them. If you don't respect them again, there is another issue. Now let me clear it. Look at it. With promise. What is the promise? Verse 3.
That it may be well with thee. Huh? It means if we are looking for a well-being, what is the key? Huh? It means the cloth you cannot wear, don't send it to your mother.
Oh yes, sir.
But today, it is the cloth you cannot sew and wear, you send to your parents. That is not honor.
What brought me to this point?
Hallelujah. And thou mayest live long on the earth. What a promise.
What a blessing. It means most of the untimely dead we see today. I'm not saying all. Majority are caused by this issue. Yes. If I beg in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, if you see our parent here, start honoring them from now. Start it now. That it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Can prayer give you this one? Is that a prayer that I need to pray now? If at all I need any prayer here, I will say, Lord, help me to honor my father and my mother. That's it to the matter. Two blessings. That it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. What a great blessing. I was one of our sister one day. The mother called her. He didn't pick. He called back. And I said, now, you are my friend. You get sense. Some of you will feel the call of your parents when you are walking. And you will be talking. Lengthy talk. No. Stop that. Is that a deliverance for you? Do I need to lay hand on you now? The truth. It is the truth that sets men free. Boko Haram will not kill you if you do this. If they are killing everybody when you get to the tomb, God will say, no. You can't. He has obeyed my principles. He has arose. He has practiced my principles. If you see Aphraim, wait for hands to that. If you see they are still alive. Aha! How many of you will actually to this principle from now? Xmas is coming now. Xmas! Before you buy for your girlfriend, please remember that mother. Some of them sold their clothes to send you to school. Now you arrive now. You have not arrived, have you? You never arrive. Okay. Eh? If I see somebody who say, sir, I want to send 2,000 to my mother. Say, from your heart, I can hand 1,000 to you. Yes. But say, please, I want to buy cloth. I won't give you. Because that cloth, you may buy it. You may not buy the correct one. You may buy the female one. If I am a man. Why do they say, I am led by the Spirit? Hallelujah. I say, hallelujah. I say, hallelujah. The gospel. Anything that God says do, He has already empowered you to do it. The power to do it was in you. He put it there before I even tell you to do it. It's not difficult. Are you hearing me, please? See, when you know how to honor your parents, your long life is guaranteed. Your well-being is equally guaranteed. Do you understand my point? Eh? You don't need prayer for that. Just do it. Say, sir, but I cannot sell 5,000. Well, you can sell 5 naira. That's all you have. Am I communicating? Some of you are here. For 2 weeks, you don't call your parents. 2 weeks. Some of you, 1 month. Are they unreachable? No, call them. Hello. I think we need to deal with this man. Some of you now, you run away from your village. Say you don't want them to kill you. The person that didn't kill you, when you are an infant, he won't kill you. It's a message from the hair. Say, dishonor your parents. That is not God's message. Huh? Are you hearing me now? Huh? They just keep quiet. What is the matter, please? Oh, it's entering. If we see our parent here, I want you to make this prayer for him. Say, Lord, empower me to honor my father and my mother. Be serious. For your mother to say, God will bless you. It goes a long way. Let me share this one with you. Maybe it may register something to you. I'll tell you that now. I don't know, but this is what my mother did for me. He did it for me. Before I ever think, the moment I came as a boy, that woman every day, one of the focal prayer points he prayed for me. Lord, don't let my son mismarry. I don't have my little problem. I can never have it. But somebody paid the price. She paid the price. The day that old woman was telling me, I said, you did this? See, irrespective of where you marry from, you cannot mismarry. I have already told. I've been talking to God. Is this such a woman I will not respect?
Who were you doing? Who knew anything at all?
He cares for you.
Now you have not grown.
You can speak grammar because your parents cannot speak grammar.
You now use your grammar to be lying.
There is no network, man. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Who treated you before you begin to even know about network?
Is it not that same mother? See him here.
It's only his mother I used to see. He knows me. Anytime we discuss. You see, mama? No.
Parents, you don't need to burn many children.
If you burn only one, that man is okay. He's okay.
Maybe this may be your hindrance. Sometimes call your mother, thank you, mama, for taking care of me.
So he didn't pay your school fees, but he breastfeed you.
Abi?
He wash your clothes.
When you are nobody.
Without that one being done, will you be able to go to school?
Let's think where now.
Oh, mama, I'm in a meeting. Excuse me. Before you begin to enter into meeting, who helped you?
So some of you now, you are using toothpaste in the city.
Your mother is using chewing stick in the village.
And salt.
Please. You are laughing. I'm telling you, see, I'm coming from somewhere. And I'm going somewhere.
When I look at it, when you see people encountering problem upon problem, check. If we have a car and the plug is not okay, what happens? The movement will not work well. You may pray in tongues, you may fast.
If we disobey this thing, sorry. I don't want to pronounce anything again. But I am called to bless. It doesn't matter. Your parents sacrifice for you. It is your turn to sacrifice. They have sacrificed for you. It is your turn to sacrifice. Hello.
But some will say, oh, it's the source of your problem. Your parents can never be the source of your problem.
Now that you're a child of God, let them go to any wishes. It won't catch you. Now, this story, two life story. Hear this.
A man went to Italy for 15 years.
From a certain city in Nigeria, I won't mention that city. And the mother was disturbed. This guy didn't come home. But after 5 years, started sending something to the parents, to the mother. The father is gone. This unfaithful mother now sent assassin. Hear this. I assassin. It's 15 years that the guy decide to come home. You know, if you don't have paper, you don't go out anyhow. He has gotten his paper. He now says, as they want to go and pick the guy from airport, he said, the assassin should disguise as taxi driver and go and carry the guy. As they were coming, the young man said, look, you guys, two of you, branch to the next eatery and let's eat. Ah, assassin. He said, we should go and kill you. When they sat down, he bought food for them. He said, what are you doing for a living? What are you doing for a living? He said, if you wouldn't mind, I will be living back for Italy in the next 2 weeks. If you wouldn't mind, I have a company, I would like to go with you. They said, what? No, come. They repeated. They now removed the picture. They said, your mother said we should go and kill you. But with what you have done, you are not supposed to be killed. They rescue his life. If I obey God, I bet with you, no matter how many people that gather against you, it will not prosper. That's how we've gathered again. And the mother started crying. He said he didn't know this and that. What are this? You know what that young man said? He made sure that he still built house for that woman. Bought 5 acres. You want to kill me? I will obey God. When you are obeying God, if the way of a man is pleasing to the Lord, he will make even his enemy to be at peace with him. Why are we doing some illegal business thinking? Give up Proverbs chapter 16 verse 9. I don't know. Are you receiving God's blessing now? Proverbs 16 9. Good morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. A man's heart divided is sweet. No? Give up verse 7. Sorry. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. To be at peace with him. But my mother offended me. My father offended me. Excuse me. No matter the offense of your parents towards you, it's not up to what you did against them. You put food on their body. You wee-wee in the house. They wash the cloth. Did your mother come to wee-wee in your house? Did he wee-wee in your body? You know, when I see some prayer points going on in the church, so they say, do they understand the gospel? Why not practice the principle? Their prayer will not enhance you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. From today, the Almighty God will help you not to default. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. It doesn't matter. These are principles that are working. And if you continue to work. Victory over untimely death. This is the key. Victory over living in penury. This is the key. I don't deny that some parents are desperately wicked. But there's this. If your parents are not an unbeliever, and they believe in the power of darkness, but you are a believer and you believe in the power of God, your good deed will win your mother. Therefore, Land this. It will help you. Now let me go for that. Thank you. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Now, the power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is inside your born again spirit. You carry the power that raised Jesus from the dead. Yes. You are behaving as if nothing is. Hear this. The glory of God is in your spirit. You are born against it. If I am born against child of God, the glory of God is in your spirit. The power that raised Jesus from the dead is in your spirit. The power to heal the sick is in your spirit. The power to prosper is in your spirit. The power to live joyfully is in your spirit. Here we are calling God. Come down, Master Jesus, come down. We are waiting for you. Come down. Yeah, yeah. Excuse me. Come down from where? He has already came down through Jesus. And the Holy Ghost is here with us. Why should we be calling to come down? The first, were you the one calling to come down when he came down? He decided to come down and tabernacle with you. Because of who he is. Not because of what we have done. Huh? No. Please. Ephesians chapter 1.
Amen.
Let me round up for this session quickly. How many of you are blessed already? So you are going back home as a giant. You will look at failure and laugh. Yes. The failure, me and you. Bye bye. Sickness and disease. Sorrow. Barrenness. Because fruitfulness is in your spirit. Power to multiply is in your spirit. It's not because we don't know. Ephesians chapter 1, let's read verse 18 or from 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. For what reason? That ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what, this is what I want to know, and what is the riches, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. What a blessing. It means the riches of the glory of God's inheritance is in your on the gift. It says that you may know that he's there. It didn't say that you pray for it. That you may know that he's there. It's part of the born again package. And to know the exceeding greatness of his power towards all who believe. I'm already 19. Thank you. According to his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. It means the power that raised Jesus from the dead is in your born again spirit. Why do you think that God placed it here? So that anywhere you see anybody in problem, that same power will rise through your life. I help the person. Yeah, we behave as if God didn't do anything for us. The inheritance, one of the inheritance left for us is the riches of the glory of his inheritance. He put it there. And that's it, that your eyes of understanding will be open, that you may know it. Can you say I'm simply rich? God has made me to be rich because the Creator liveth in me. Huh? Is there? When I saw this, I said, you mean it? I said, yes. Ah. You know the greatest miracle that ever happened in the history of humanity is the raising of Jesus from the dead. With all the God that surrounded it, that power is raising. Listen, he said that same power is in your spirit.
Ah! Ready to explode!
And I say, hey, so it means if there is a view there, it's okay. Are you seeing it now? Where did he say he's residing? That is why, listen, when the time will come, when you get to heaven, he's not going to reveal his glory to you. He's going to reveal his glory that is in you. Wait, so, listen, let me come again. You know, sometimes we say, when we get to heaven, we shall see the glory of God. The glory of God you want to go and see in heaven, God already put it in your spirit. Ah. Romans chapter 8, verse 18. That the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Not to us. It means that glory that shall be revealed when we get to heaven is already in us. Guy, how rich are you? How great are you? Because the greater one lives in you. But, you know, I don't know. You know, when you see a child, you know, me and this boy used to do drama very well. Sit down and say, yes, sir. Before 5 seconds, I said, where are you going? He laughed. And I realized that. You know, why shouldn't they be like that? Eh? They want to do something. They want to do something. You know, as active as children are, so active are your spirit. Your spirit is as active to do something great. Now, listen. It means that your son, you know, they sit down for one place. Whose product is
my product?
If you want to see, know how active you are, check your son. At tender age, he's telling you that this is how active you are in your spirit. But because you are now advancing, you are developing a pot belly, you are relaxing. No. Your spirit doesn't sleep. Your spirit, you know they sleep, oh. You know they slumber. Now only your body, they sleep. That's why sometimes when you sleep in the night, you say, I saw myself in my village. Who went there? Because the Spirit of God does not sleep. And by virtue of your born again, being born again, your spirit and the Holy Spirit has become one and the same. Are we in this meeting? So, you know, the deposit of God is within you. But what is this? A bottle that contains water. Is the gongoni and the water the same? Water is different. Gongoni is different. Now, if I drink the water here now, what do I do with the gongoni? That is why when a man died, when a woman died, as this water is exhausted and I drop the gongoni, that's why the spirit goes. The one you say you are burying, no be the man. Now the gongoni, you don't leave the gongoni, you don't work. Eh? You are not with me. That's why you do like this. And you know dead have no value. The reason why you buy this water 100 naira is not because of the bottle. It is because of the water. So the moment the water is exhausted, what happens to the man? You see now, the moment the water is off, turn off of it, you can press it to the... If I keep pressing this bottle now, it won't press to the point of touching, but empty it. The moment you do like this, what made this bottle to be valuable is the water. What makes you and I to be valuable is the spirit that lives in us. And where God deposited all his potential is in that your spirit. Now let me go a little further. If I decide now to break ice water, ice block, very ice, and I open this bottle, this container, and throw the ice water inside, the block inside. The moment the block melted, what did it become? Will I ever be able to separate that block and the water? Likewise, as a born-again child of God, your spirit and the Holy Spirit has become one and the same. If you understand this, the power of God will keep rising in you every day. The power of God will keep rising and keep daring the undearable. Fear not. That's why in the Bible you keep hearing, fear not. Please, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. Sorry, guys. Thank you. Are you receiving God's blessing? Verse 17, please. 1 Corinthians 6, 17. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one kind. It means you are born again spirit and the Holy Spirit has become one and the same. But we now move by what we can see. By what we can hear. No. That is not how you live your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. As you begin to practice what you are hearing, I guarantee your success. So no more failure for you. Because he that dwelleth in you is God the Most High. He faileth not. All the potential of God, they are in your spirit. They were looking for a way to find expression. Huh? Healing is in your spirit. As a child of God, let it come out. Huh? You know, when you read your Bible to the point sometimes, in Proverbs 18 verse 14, the spirit of a man will sustain him in his infirmity. It means, when sickness hits your body, your spirit, that the healing ahead is, have the capacity to heal your body, if you give the understanding. But it's the only word. Look at it. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity. Are you seeing it now? Infirmity means weaknesses, sicknesses, and all of it. As you determine what happened within your house where you live, your spirit determines what happened in your body. Yes. That is how God fashioned it. But if you don't know, somebody may decay. But that will not be your portion. If you are sick in your body right now, be healed in Jesus' name. I say receive your healing in the name of Jesus. Because healing has been provided for you through the atonement. Now, I call for your healing to jump on you. Let healing be activated in your body. Let healing be activated in your body. Let healing be activated in your body. In the name of Jesus. What they said now to this, they call for the healing. He said, Peter, he said, I don't have money, but I have something. What I have, I give you. Get up. And the man got up. Yeah. The power that raised Jesus from the dead, where is it? Will they allow him to be sleeping here? Huh? Lift up your voice and give thanks to God. Just appreciate him. Give him praise. Give him praise. For providing all things for you by grace. Give him praise. Give him praise. Celebrate his majesty. Say thank you, Lord Jesus. Victory is in your spirit. The power that raised Jesus from the dead is in your spirit. Acknowledge him, appreciate him, thank him. Oh my God. Thank him. You are not a pooper, you are not a disadvantage. Give thanks to him. My God, my God.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Already your salvation has been provided. Stretch forth and receive. Huh? For by grace are ye saved through faith. Do you understand? You see, if we study what God placed in your born again spirit, we can't, in the next 100 years, we can't finish exhausting. Because the fullness of God is in your spirit. I say, you just keep minding it. Eh?
We trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thequeen.org.ng
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-3553-7845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-3291-4775. Jesus is Lord.